My name's Joshua Spencer, and I was reading my Bible this week, and God told me I should come up here and say this. The title of the devotion is about human trials and tribulations. Saved or lost, we all go through trials and tribulations. It's part of life. We can't ignore them, and they won't go away. God tells us to trust Him, and He'll show us light in the dark times, but we are human, and sometimes we have trouble trusting. Please go with me to Romans 5, 3. Romans 5, 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Even in tribulation, God tells us to turn to Him and give Him the glory. But give Him the glory in tribulation. We might ask, why me, or why am I being put through this? But we should be thankful that we can go through trials. We could be in the hospital, sick, or we could be being killed for our faith, or we could be dying and never have known God. But He was gracious enough to keep us alive, and as an example of this, we've all heard Pastor tell the story of how Mr. Than her foot when a pickle jar fell on it. And I'm fairly sure she was glorifying God in that tribulation. Please go with me to Romans 5, 4 and 5, which is literally two verses away. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Through every tribulation brings patience, and patience brings experience, and experience brings hope. Hope will never make you ashamed. God uses every trial and teaches using them. Now please go with me to Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Lord knows it all and will see us through all trials. One of my favorite stories/poems is the one with the footprints in the sand. I even have a bookmark that has that written on it. God will never give us more than we can handle. Moms may, but God won't. If we ask Him, He will help us and guide us. God understands all while we don't. Please go with me to 1 Corinthians 10, 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will make with the temptation also make a way to escape it, that ye may be able to bear it. Tribulation and depression comes for all of us, and God tells us we can get through it all, and not only that, but it's common for all men. For all trials, there's a way to bear and go through. When I was reading this and studying this for coming up here, it was harder for me to understand, and I started whining to Mom why I would have to start doing this. And she looked at me and asked, "Is this not what your message is about?" That's when I shut up. But so I'm gonna end, and Mr. Neal, I'm done.
Very good job. The offer was made.